17 Houston, I have some words about the troubles we had during the LEMCON checks yesterday, if you have a free moment to listen.
Go ahead, Gordy, we're listening.
Okay, we think we got a pretty good handle on what the problem was, and that was that the LEM communications gear, we think, was jumping on the voice subcarrier rather than the main carrier. And the symptoms we had point to that. What would happen is when I would try to transmit, then it would lose lock as soon as I put modulation on the voice subcarrier. During the checks today, we're going to try to verify that the system is indeed working okay, and we can do it without any changes in the onboard procedures by procedures that will be handled at the ground site and here at Mission Control. And so that's what we're planning to do. We really don't. The problem that happened has been seen before, evidently, and it's not that unusual. We really don't think there's anything wrong with the onboard equipment. Over.
Sounds good, Gordy. We just take her slow and easy when I get over there today and make sure we understand it.
Okay, Jack, and there's no voice check scheduled, and we don't think any are required. We can tell what we need to do without any voice checks.
Bertie, you're breaking up. Talk to you as soon as you get another on me.
Okay.
Well, I got you. I took three pictures of the Earth. I thought I might have moved one of them. And we're on frame 145. You copy, Gordy?
That's affirmative, Jack. I copy. You may not be reading me through the Amish, what you're...